People from more than 30 countries attended the EV charging summit in Las Vegas. Federal Highway Administrator Shailene Batt told participants that China and Europe are ahead of the United States when it comes to EV production and infrastructure.
Just because we won the 20th century in the automotive industry is not a guarantee that we win the 21st century if we're not building the vehicles that the world wants.
The federal government is allocating $7.5 billion to enhance the nation's EV charging network. Last year, there were 170,000 charging stations across the country. Batt says 500,000 are slated to be installed within the next couple of years.
What we need to do is make sure that we develop and build a charging network so that anybody can drive from New York City all the way to LA.
Industry analysts estimate at least 2 million charging stations will be needed by the end of the decade to significantly reduce emissions. And America's EV infrastructure is fragmented. Different types of chargers make it a challenge to find the one that works at the appropriate speed for a particular situation. Oscar Rodriguez is with NovaCharge, a company focused on fleet charging. He says America's system has had some success with fleets, like school buses that can charge overnight and between shifts.
But there's another kind of fleet that really has not been well served in the industry, and that fleet is the quick turn fleet. The fleet that's got to be at the ready, not overnight the next morning, but at the next shift. So first responders have this problem.
Charging individual vehicles in fleets isn't always practical, but Talis Blalack with the Central Florida Expressway Authority says there are a handful of locations across the country where electrified roadways are planned. On these roads, charging coils are placed in the pavement and vehicles are equipped with receivers.
So just as I can take my iPhone and I can put it on a wireless charger and I can charge it, we can charge a semi doing 70 miles an hour on the freeway.
This is particularly important since 70% of America's goods are transported by trucks. But Blalack says building more electrified roadways at convenient locations like rest stops will literally take an act of Congress. That's because of a 1950s law that prohibits commercial activity.
What it means is that when you're driving out here in the West and you come into a rest stop area, there's nothing there because it's commercial activities. It's been modified three times by Congress to allow putting in payphones, to allow a vending machines, and the third one, which all drivers need, which was to allow the sale of lottery tickets.
Blalack hopes this can change in 2026 when lawmakers take up a major transportation funding bill. Another issue is finding a way to add more charging options without overtaxing the electric grid. Sandra Peterson with Beam Global says it's come up with EV Arc, an autonomous off-grid charger that looks like an outdoor lamppost on wheels topped with a solar panel.
Right now, construction electrical upgrades can take months. This deploys in about 2 hours. You have EV charging. Another thing that's a benefit is it's transportable, which you put in-ground charging, you can't move it.
And how is all this going to be accomplished? Dwayne Norris of Soulful Synergy says his consulting company provides a trained workforce ready to take on this new industry's charge.
There is a shift that's coming in the way that we produce energy, the way that we use energy, the way that we think about all these things and how they intersect.
And at the heart of it, people.
100%. What is it without people?
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.